Dave, 6 points out of six, back in a playoff place. How pleased were you with the manner of the win yesterday at Kids Grove?
I thought it was a fantastic win. Going away from home to a side that I'm not going to beat around the bush in this one. So we're one of the favourites to win the league. I think they finished second last year, and probably are underachieving a little bit with the money they've got to spend and how much they're spending on players. And I thought we've gone there and done an absolutely fantastic job. The first 15 minutes were very even, and they scored. But from that minute, we dominated the whole of the half. The first half, we for half an hour, we dominated the game, created, three or four very, very good chances. And if anything, I was a little disappointed that we only came in 1-1 and not winning 3-1. We were really pleased with the performance at half time. They came out as a little bit second half and did create some chances. They hit the post and had a few one-on-ones. But if you analyse the game, so did we. We broke away second half and Sully's had a couple of really good chances one-on-one to score. To read it, it was a smashing grab, but I'm absolutely, realistically, I'm fuming at that. It definitely wasn't a smashing grab. We did a professional job. A disciplined job, yes. At times they could have scored, but so could we. And that's what people keep forgetting. We could have been 3-1 at half time, and again, had chances to score in the second half. So definitely not a smashing grab, which I've read, and I'm disappointed to read, because I thought we did a fully professional job and came away with an excellent victory.
To come back from behind and win away again, obviously we've done that at Loughborough and Rugby. Does that epitomise the type of spirit that you've currently got in that dressing room?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a fantastic spirit amongst the players. And we have gone behind in a few games this season. We fought back in a lot of them, and we've got good players and pace in good areas. So yeah, I think it epitomises what we're all about. And we've never saved our attitude. And we all dug in last night and picked up a fantastic result.
It was a mixed night for Nicky Turton. Scores the winner, hobbles off towards the end of the game. Is he going to be fit enough for Saturday?
Yeah, it was his shoulder. I think he strained his shoulder. And he was struggling to run with his shoulder. So I've had a brief conversation with him today, and it's a lot better today. we'll assess him again tomorrow. And then again on Saturday, but fingers crossed he'll be okay for Saturday.
New signing John Adams wasn't in the squad yesterday, or in fact the weekend. Can you tell us more on that?
Unfortunately, John's work commitments have changed, so unfortunately between now and the end of the season, John won't be available. So that's been a bit of a disappointment. Once he signed, his work had changed within that week. So he's going to miss too many games for us to use him. So unfortunately, John won't be available between probably now and the end of the season, and then we'll assess it again pre-season, maybe ready for next season.
And on Saturday, it's another tough one against Carlton Town. They're all tough, of course, aren't they, in this division, against a side who need the points just as much as us. What are you expecting from them?
They're all tough games. There's no gimmies in this league. It's a very tough league all the way down, as you can see. And they've got something to play for. So I think it'll be a physical kind of game. I mean, I remember when we played them away, they got some big tall lads and they put it on you very quickly. So yeah, we're gonna have to deal with that. And unfortunately, we've been missing Henry now for 3 games, so that's not ideal going into some of these physical kind of games. We'll be coming against opponents that are very physical. So, but yeah, we'll be ready for fans back, and he'll go into he'll probably go into the side on Saturday. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully we can grind out another victory and keep ourselves right amongst the playoff positions.
Finally, a big mention on Chris Slater. Quite an incredible achievement after breaking the all-time league record last night. But of course, he hasn't finished yet, has he? He's on the verge of being the first Chasetown player to reach 400 league games. What's it like as a manager to have somebody who has shown so much loyalty to this football club in that dressing room?
No, it's fantastic. First and foremost, it's a fantastic achievement for Chris. You know, he's been loyal to the club over the last 10 years. And, you know, he's a lovely chap as well. You know, he gets about his job and he just doesn't cause you any issues. And, you know, so he deserves honour that he's going to break. And we're all chuffed a bit, me particularly. He's been a fantastic player this season. I know he's sort of come in and out a few times. But he's just Mr. Dependable, Chris. And I think over the last few games, he's been excellent. He's come in again, just been his normal, you know, steady, calm himself. And I'm you couldn't wish to meet a nicer chap as well. So, you know, we're all extremely pleased that he's reached this milestone. It's a fantastic achievement for the man himself. So we're all pleased for him.